The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. So scoot your chair up closer to the old-fashioned radio sitting in the big pillar in the middle of the floor. Or put on your earphones or whatever device you have, because here we come with loads of nutritional information just for you.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Alive and Well is, you can say this to the skies, because that's what it is. Alive and Well, incredible formulations, incredible organic herbs, incredible proteins, combinations, everything that's wonderful, terrific. And it's all there for you at Alive and Well. And right there, hand in hand with the beautiful broth cafe. That's the broad spectrum broth. You've heard me say that before. Broad spectrum, because it's not just one thing of broth. You think of a soup. It's all kinds of organic, terrific choices. Whatever your particular choice is, in the sense of if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you like wild fish, if you like organic chicken, if you like organic meats, all of those choices are there for you. We're not imposing. Just tell you, make that choice, and all of it is there. And every single day, we express the deepest gratitude to the local organic Maui farmers, because we get the local organic vegetables and produce brought in every single day, and which are used in all of our different recipes, etc. And the high concentration juices. Oh, amazing, and I have a testimonial about that. High concentration vegetable juices, etc., that are made every single day, only in glass, with a wonderful high concentration juicer. And all of these goodies are there every single day, and delicious and wondrous, and we get words of gratitude all the time. And I have to say, Dan, we had a really beautiful testimonial that just occurred. A gentleman.
What occurred?
A testimonial about the juice.
You got juice running out of the corner of your mouth.
I got juice running out of the corner of my mouth. Gary, why don't you turn off that mic? You got to be tuned in, Gary. Come on. So anyway, he said, I'm dancing. He says, the organic green machine, that's the combination of the local organic green vegetables, high concentration. He says, and he started singing, you know, he doesn't have to go up to heaven to St. Peter, don't you call me. I don't need to go, because I'm here drinking my green machine. And he started dancing and singing. So I figured, if he was going to dance and sing, and I've waited forever for you to dance and sing with me.
Yeah,
danced and sing with him about the green machine, because I can't live without that.
Go to it, sweetheart.
There you are.
You can dance and sing to high heaven. That'd be great.
I did. And I'm perfectly good about that. Now, I want you to talk about the other magnificent thing. Remember, we're not just using waters and things like that in foods that we make.
Are you talking about Vortex? Well, if you haven't driven on the road to Hana, if you stop and fill your glass with Maui waterfall cascading down the slopes of the hills, then you're getting Vortex water. If you're not doing that, you're not getting Vortex water. Because the Vortex water is alive and well. The Vortex water is dancing molecules. Water has molecules. It's comprised of molecules. And those molecules are dancing in the Vortex water. And you get that with oxygen and hydrogen. Those are the two components that make wet called water. And when you drink that wet called water with hydrogen and oxygen dancing, you have incredible improvement in circulation, in eyes, in heart, in feet, in everywhere the water goes in your body, because it's real, unprocessed water. Filtered, it is processed in that it's filtered. It is microscopically, how can I say this?
You're asking me a question? This is a new one?
I'm
this
old
is a
wet.
First?
I can't get this.
You're just salivating all over the Vortex water, and I'm here reading it again and again about how the structure does all of these amazing things. The researchers are saying major role in stability and strength of tissues and bones. The structure of this water molecules in Vortex water, it links protein molecules in our muscles and bones, and purification helps the body release of all pesticides, planticides, heavy metals, all kinds of things.
You know something? I couldn't have said it better.
Thank you. I appreciate that
you were holding that piece of paper in your hand. You can read it right off the piece of paper.
And I drink the Vortex water.
I do as well.
And the green juices. That's right. Okay? Yes. Absolutely. So all of that, and remember that the originator, as they say right here, Vortex water supporting the body in the neutralization of free radicals, regenerates high oxygenation. And one of the things that the researchers are always remembering that in 1938, this doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that an oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And these two parameters, as he discovered, are positively supported in Vortex water. Very, very high oxygen content.
Let's hear it for Otto.
Otto, bravo. Bravo. 1938. Okay, you're a little bit before me, but let me tell you.
Well, he's a little after me.
But a little, you know, it's okay, Otto. You got it. I'd give you the Nobel Prize in Medicine for that, and we got it in the Vortex. Okay.
Okay, kids.
Let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Just sharing wonderful information with you. That's what we're doing, and that's what we're doing right now about what doctors, we report here about what doctors have learned in clinical trials, whether they're holistic or non-holistic. They've done clinical trials and medical research, and this is the result, and we're reporting on it. Let's start by saying this is really, I keep learning, you know? I like that expression, but I don't that much. But I do like it. You're never too old to learn. I wish they said it differently. The thing is that I'm learning all the time with the new research of things that I didn't realize about great nutrients that I know so much about. And then I learned something new.
And then you know something?
What?
You don't get old.
You don't get old.
Keep your brain going. Your brain going. Your central nervous system, all of that. That inquisitive mind,
wow.
That questioning mind. Find the answer. Find the solution. Search. Seek out. That's what you do when you're reading about holistic nutrition. Okay?
You know, so maybe the Golda in Fiddler on the Roof, that the part that I played when she says, "Where are you going, my little one? Turn around, you're tiny. Turn around, you're grown."
You were tiny once.
Okay, well,
And you certainly are grown.
I'm learning and learning, even though I'm older and older. Okay. This is really phenomenal, and this was published in, this is a doctor's whole thing, okay? Central European Journal, that's a medical journal of immunology. This was, therapeutic potential, this is their reports, of curcumin in eye diseases. That's one of the main ingredients in pain power because of all the things that we knew, okay? That high concentration curcumin. And here's what they have to say. I want you to talk a little bit about the therapeutic potential of curcumin in eye diseases, and then I'll go on with mine.
Okay, this is curcumin, as the doctors wrote it, okay? Word for word, curcumin is the unexpected protector of your vision.
Wow.
That's a newie.
Well, it is. is.
And let me just preface this. You know, we've spoken about pain power many, many times. We've told you from reports, medical reports, and scientific laboratory reports, how effective curcumin is in reducing inflammation.
Right.
And inflammation is considered by all medical science as the source. Chronic inflammation is the source of the creation of all disease. Capital A, capital L, capital L. All disease emanates from chronic inflammation in the cellular level. And that disrupts the cellular structures, the cellular functions, which are all microscopic, okay? But getting back to this, the pain power is primarily curcumin, high concentrations of curcumin, along with aromatase and sriracha, peptidase, and all kinds of other enzymes, and amla, and it's a remarkable product. Going on with the article, while it's well known that polyphenol compounds from blueberry, bilberry, and other sources of polyphenols protect eyesight and the delicate blood vessels in the retina, curcumin, derived from turmeric, turmeric has curcumin in it, but the amount of curcumin in turmeric is infinitesimal.
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
It's a very tiny amount, okay? But the pain power has high concentrations of curcumin, all righty, derived from turmeric, provide a first line of defense against diabetic retinopathy,
wow,
conjunctivitis, and age-related macular degeneration.
That's the leading cause of blindness. And that's, I think, the biggest scary thing, and I can tell you that, one of the biggest scary things is we get older. And here's what it has to say.
And they go on to say all those improvements among other eye conditions. Going on with the article, a review of preclinical and clinical studies have found that because curcumin works along so many anti-inflammatory pathways, it actually stops the damaging inflammation that causes a variety of vision problems. Is this phenomenal?
It's such, and I have more and more. I can't believe.
Okay.
I can't
right.
believe. It's
Let
incredible.
Let me finish this little paragraph.
Yes.
For example, say the physicians, because curcumin inhibits pro-inflammatory cytokines associated with dry eye disease, it helps individuals suffering from that particular condition. And scientific studies have found that curcumin stops conjunctivitis because it has both anti-inflammatory and anti-allergen effects. And in laboratory studies of age-related macular degeneration and diabetic neuropathy, curcumin preserved photoreceptor cells and increased levels of natural antioxidants to protect blood vessels.
Oh, wow.
And bioperine increases, bioperine is an extract which aids dramatically in absorption of the curcumin.
That's right.
It's better than the oil of curcumin, but the piperine does a better job. And increases 1,000 to 2,000% absorption.
That's right.
That's phenomenal.
Incredible. And here's the
make a comment as well. We've told you before how effective it is for arthritic thumbs and wrists and for bad knees and a bad hip. People report to us all the time of what success they've had with physical pain and misery by taking the pain power. And little did I know, I'm no scientist, I'm no biochemist, but I caught on the services of a biochemist years ago, and I said, I want you to create for us an anti-inflammatory, a pain-relieving natural substance. What can you do? Well, he was a holistic biochemist, and he came up with a formula for pain power. And little did I know that pain power affects positively the benefits of the brain function, of the heart function, of the eye function, and your little toe function. It is primarily a major, major anti-inflammatory.
Right.
And inflammation, as they say, every holistic physician, all of medical science says that chronic inflammation is the source of all degeneration and creation of disease.
And here is that huge review of medical studies published in the Central European Medical Journal of Immunology and the therapeutic potential of the curcumin in eye diseases. They say here that in all of these studies, they have found a wide range of pharmacological properties in curcumin, including antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-mutagenic, and antimicrobial, and anti-cancer activity. The mechanisms of curcumin have a tremendous impact on oxidative stress. Inflammatory processes are described indicating curcumin inhibits pathological conditions and restores the body homeostasis, normalization.
Let me just mention.
Let me just interject.
We're not making these statements.
No, I'm reading what they
these
quote.
These are direct quotes from the medical authorities.
Doctors, correct, from them. And the medical trials. Its effectiveness, listen, was also proved, say the doctors, for all major eye diseases. In this medical review of all the studies, the influence of curcumin on eye diseases such as glaucoma, cataract, age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, corneal wound healing, dry eye disease, conjunctivitis, anterior uvea, all of these. The analysis of a number of medical, clinical, and preclinical investigations shows that curcumin should be used as a therapeutic agent in the treatment of all eye disorders.
Incredible.
Unbelievable. They get glaucoma, diabetes, retinopathy, conjunctivitis, cataract, eye diseases, all of these, and age-related macular degeneration. Then they say here, Dan, I'm saying what they say. Piperine, a compound of the black pepper extract, is among the bioavailability enhancers used for the purpose of all the functions of curcumin. This agent, when used together with curcumin, improves its bioavailability by 2,000%.
Is that beautiful?
Say the medical doctors.
And that's all in Pain Power.
Okay, and curcumin is well tolerated and not toxic to animals or humans, even at highest doses. And they say here, curcumin may be used as a preventive and curative agent in many diseases, such as, unbelievable, neurodegenerative, means nerve degenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's disease. Say the doctors.
Get out of here.
For Alzheimer's.
Unbelievable.
Diabetes, cancer, rheumatoid diseases. Atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. Pulmonary infective disease. That's the lungs when they get all infected and break down.
This is reinforced.
Chronic intestinal inflammation, allergy, asthma, all autoimmune diseases. And let me finish the sentence.
Go ahead.
AIDS, AIDS, psoriasis, and many others, say the doctors. This effectiveness was also proved, say the doctors, for all major eye diseases.
Then does that incorporate the statement that chronic inflammation is the source, the creator of every disease known to science?
Every disease.
All disease emanates from chronic inflammation. And what does curcumin do? It reduces the inflammation. That's why it has so many beneficial manifestations in your body. Every conceivable condition, a negative condition, arises because of minor or major chronic inflammation, which is fire, which burns up those little microscopic cells that comprise every bit of your body. Your body is comprised of microscopic little pieces of poof, not as big as a dot on a piece of paper, but put all together and they have you, a miracle. And Pain Power puts out the fire of all the negative influences that we encounter in life and helps prevent and even correct, say these holistic physicians and non-holistic physicians.
Right.
correct all the fires that are going on, putting out the fires that are going on, which are destroying your very delicate tissues.
Right. And this is that the European doctors, the whole thing of all the clinical trials, they go into everything here. We could read it all day. Corneal neovascularization, what they're talking about, diseases of the cornea of the eye, okay? Mm-hmm. They talk about characterized by the invasion of new blood vessels into the cornea, which causes all of these different things, can permanently vision loss and leading cause of blindness. And they go on to say here that that curcumin, they talk, okay, it was shown that curcumin suppressed the proliferation, that's heavy growth, of these negative primary endothelial cells, and you got all of these, and corneal wound healing, and that has a lot to do with in diabetes. They were mentioning here diabetic keratopathy concerns 50% of diabetic patients. Curcumin can heal them. And then they go dry eye disease. We're even told that that has a lot to do with aging, to get the dry eye and get the chronic inflammation, which is just what they
chronic
said.
Chronic inflammation.
Lacking of secretion of tears and rapid tear evaporation, which causes ocular surface damage to your eyesight. It's not just it gets dry, it's also damaging. And there are those, you've talked a lot, Dan, pro-inflammatory cytokines. Those are the cells that create inflammation in a zillion conditions, are detected in the cornea in patients who have this. And it was corrected with the use of curcumin, conjunctivitis, the inflammation of the conjunctiva, a thin, transparent layer of tissue. And all the medical tests reported that curcumin had the potential of inhibiting this conjunctivitis caused by allergy in addition to all the other things. And there are some other illnesses, just to briefly say, inflammation of the middle layer of the eye, anterior uveitis. Studies reported improved vision in patients with this chronic anterior uveitis when they were administered curcumin in capsules. And if untreated, the doctor said, permanent damage and loss of vision developed, glaucoma, cataracts, and retinal edema. And you know, they say here, it's unbelievable. Even glaucoma, which is that amazing
again,
group of eye
desires. These are all manifestations of chronic inflammation.
That's right.
And I know it sounds corny because I've said it so many times, but test what inflammation does. Light a match and hold your other hand over the match, over the fire. How long can you hold it there? Not very long, because it starts to burn. Well, individual microscopic cells are microscopic. You can't see a human cell without a microscope. So the cells are very sensitive to chronic excess inflammation. The pain power, the curcumin and the natokinase and serratiopeptidase peptidase and the amla and the boswellia formulations in the pain power all reduce inflammation. And that's why it's so effective for, as these doctors say,
that's
for
right.
every health condition.
In clinical trials, a big European clinical trials. Go ahead.
I've said it. That's it.
And then they even say they have here glaucoma, ocular hypertension, pressure within the eye, in one of the major causes of blindness. And they were talking about here that the neuroprotective agents of curcumin did a tremendous reversal. Studies indicated curcumin possesses nerve protective properties that can reverse that in these different conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how often people get so scared because it's so common, particularly as we age, cataracts. And they go and list here. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye, which leads to a decrease in vision. Cataracts often develop slowly and can affect one or both eyes. The mainstream treatment for this disease is cataract extraction surgery. The anti-cataract effects, say the doctors, of curcumin can originate from its antioxidant properties. And then they go on and on and on that how effective that was. It was shown to delay the progression of diabetic cataracts and cataracts in any form and improve that. And then age-related macular degeneration, as we said before, a central part of the macula results in vision loss and all of that, and it's the leading cause of blindness, all right? And yet, they go, curcumin was found to prevent the cell death across all different cellular models of age-related macular degeneration, the mechanisms of action decreasing the rates of retinal pigment cells epithelial and decreasing overall inflammation in the eye and cell death in the eye.
Again, the inflammation. And it isn't just the eyes. It isn't just the vision, as though that were a minor point. It's the brain. It reduces inflammation in your brain and in your heart and in your liver and in your kidneys and in every cell in your body. Every cell in your body has reduced chronic inflammation when you use the curcumin, say all of these physicians.
That's right, in all the clinical trials.
It's not my invention. It's not me giving you a sales pitch.
No.
It's listening to the people who are doing the research and doing the work. And all of medical science agrees that chronic inflammation is the creator of all disease. All. Name a disease. It's all disease, say these scientists.
That's right. And remember, they are reviewing all the clinical trials.
Yeah.
All the major clinical trials across the boards. And their conclusion was this statement. Curcumin, a natural polyphenol agent, exhibits a wide range of pharmacological properties, including antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-mutagenic, antimicrobial, and anti-cancer activity. The influence of curcumin on oxidative stress, angiogenesis, and inflammatory process shows that it inhibits these pathological deadly conditions and restores homeostasis back to normalcy. The analysis of a great number of clinical and preclinical investigations shows that curcumin should be used as a therapeutic agent in the treatment of various eye diseases such as glaucoma, cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and more.
Hallelujah.
Honest to gosh. What can you say?
Unbelievable.
And I want you...
But before we do that, I want to just give thanks to the holistic biochemist that I happened upon years ago, 10 years ago. I happened to meet him and ask him those questions, and he came up with the formulation, which is identical to what all of medical science says reduces inflammation.
And I want you to realize, and I want you to read this, Den, and that is, remember, when I always say this, and even though you're the sports expert, and I am not, except I played baseball as a kid because I was from Brooklyn, Dodgers.
We all played
baseball.
And you were a pitcher, right?
No, I hit the balls. I didn't throw them.
Oh, you didn't throw them.
I feel badly. I never threw them. I hit them with a bat.
Did you hit
Sometimes
them?
I'm tempted to do other things with the bat.
Did you hit them or did you whiff them?
I hit those balls. Pretty darn good.
There's no way you
can disprove that.
I'll bet you
Because I left Brooklyn when I was age 8 and went to Long Island. Okay.
Well, you've hit many a home run since.
Well, we were the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's what we were. Okay. Anyhow, where was I? Okay. So here's the thing. No, even as great as a team is, as great as a player is, there's always supportive and other wonderful players.
Absolutely.
And that's why those experts in putting together Pain Power put together a terrific support player, Boswellia Serrata.
It's a team effort, right.
And I want you to read what the medical doctors are reporting about Boswellia, the whole
and
thing.
Where do we find Boswellia?
Pain power.
Pain power.
Go read.
Why is it called power? Because it's powerful. Okay, folks, word for word from the doctor's article.
Top of the page.
Thank you.
Thank you,
I'll
Bobby.
I'll take it from the top. Thank you. Joint aches, you might want to limit the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, says the doctor. Every day, over 30 million Americans use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs to help them with joint pain and other various aches. Many use them virtually every day. You know,
And they go on to say how toxic they are.
May I just digress for a second?
Yes.
So oftentimes, you know, we're not doctors. We don't play doctor, but we're reporters. And oftentimes people want to come in and have a consultation. What could we what is our knowledge of and of the history of use of different nutrients? How can they get better? Oftentimes they come in taking drugs, and we cannot tell them not to take the drugs. It's against the law. We never do that. But oftentimes people come in with taking 25 drugs every day of their life.
Liver failure, kidney failure,
you
all kinds
it.
Of horrific. The leading cause of liver failure in this country and has been, the leading cause of liver failure has been the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. They cause heart attacks. They cause all kinds of horrific symptoms.
And all kinds of other drugs which relieve symptoms of the immediate, but they don't solve the problem.
No, they don't.
Okay, keep in mind, your body is designed to create life. It doesn't create life from synthetic drugs. It creates life from nutrients. And where are the nutrients found? In every other living cell of life on this earth. But the food processing industry has deleted up to 90% of the nutritional value of the foods we eat today that were full nutritional value when I was a kid. I was many years ago.
And they, you know, we even did recently, the big news came out that antibiotics have been linked to fatal heart attacks.
Okay, may I finish here?
Please go right ahead.
Many folks use them virtually every day, which is what I had that little digression for. One review found that 97% of chronic pain sufferers took non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for 21 days straight or more. And non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs come with multiple side effects,
right. Including
gastrointestinal bleeding, cardiovascular problems.
That's what we just were saying,
kidney
heart attacks.
Kidney problems.
Liver.
And in an ironic twist, some of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs that are widely used for joint pain damage your cartilage, creating more pain. These drawbacks are pointing many to the safer path of natural nutritional supplements.
Well said.
For pain joint relief, perhaps the foremost of these is an ancient Ayurvedic herb called
Boswellia
serrata.
Boswellia serrata.
And Boswellia serrata is a tree native to the dry mountainous climate of India. When its bark is cut, it oozes a precious aromatic rosin that has been used in folk health practices as well as burned as frankincense, in religious ceremonies for centuries. Boswellia serrata is viewed as an absolute treasure for supporting healthy and anti-inflammatory processes. Today, modern science shows that the herb's folk uses are valid. The rosin's active in boswellic acid and phytochemicals and exhibit an inflammation modulating activity. And where are you going to find the Boswellia serrata?
Pain power.
Pain
full
power.
Full dosage. And
the knockout punch for pain.
That's right.
Is pain power. In the context of joint health, says the doctor, one of the Boswellia's active phytochemicals, acetyl 11 beta boswellic acid, as ACBA, especially effective in blocking 5-lipoxygenase, a pro-inflammatory enzyme. This enzyme breaks down the natural components of all your connective tissues, called glycosamine glycans.
Whoa, fancy words.
Which are the building blocks of joint cartilage, and researchers have reported that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs inhibit the natural creation of the synthesis of cartilage.
That's really important
which
statement.
Let me finish the article. Which has negative effects on cartilage repair and renewal. Did you want to say something?
I was just saying that, so many friends, so many people come in and using these things, but they're more achy-breaky. They can't walk. They can't run. They can't do their exercise. They can't live their lives. And this is breaking down their cartilage, those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Absolutely.
Available in the drugstore.
And preventing reconstruction.
Preventing that.
Okay.
Yes.
The doctor goes on to say, studies of people with osteoarthritis, researchers linked Boswellia serrata extract supplementation with a dramatic reduction in frequency of joint swelling and joint pain, and also an improvement in flexibility and walking distance, reduction in morning stiffness, and less reliance on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory pills. While Boswellia is wondrous in its own right, many with joint cartilage find it even more effective when combined with natural eggshell membrane.
That's exactly what we did, the live. Well, we knew that because it's proven to recreate new flexibility.
Connective tissue.
That's right.
Ligaments and tendons.
I'm a huge believer in that.
The conclusion is, says the doctor, overall data from numerous studies indicate that Boswellia serrata supplementation, an effective way to support joint health and comfort without the side effects and the risks associated with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The best part, joints may be just the beginning. Boswellia serrata shows potential to help with other health concerns that are caused or maintained by inflammatory processes, including metabolic syndrome-related blood sugar.
Yes.
That's diabetes, cholesterol levels, blood pressure, and obesity problems, as well as asthma and inflammatory bowel issues.
Amazing. And, you know,
And the headache, the doctors will say, and the headaches that are so commonly addressed with non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, as it turns out, Boswellia serrata helps with them also.
And they touched on a thing that has here, and here is a report, a medical review, okay, from the Journal of Basic Medical Science. Just, you know, and this is about all about this metabolic syndrome. Boswellia is effect on the metabolic syndrome, the weight gain around the middle, the flabbiness around the middle. And they go on to say that Boswellia is an effective use medically and reported for metabolic syndrome. And that's high blood pressure. They say increasing blood sugar levels and high triglycerides and extra pounds, particularly around the waist. Many, many, many people struggling with that, and they're talking about that here. And Boswellia, known as frankincense, was shown medically to help to stabilize the blood sugar and reduce the insulin resistance, because insulin stores body fat. When it's not being used, it shoots up and stores body fats around the waist like
and
that.
And where do you find Boswellia serrata?
Pain power.
Pain power in conjunction with the curcumin and the natokinase and serratio peptidase and the amla. All of those things are anti-inflammatory. They reinforce each other. It's a team effort. It's phenomenal, phenomenal formulation.
Yes, they talk about how amazing that it's one of the greatest beneficial compounds and metabolic syndrome, a cluster of metabolic disorders, abdominal obesity, hypertension, high blood fats, hyperglycemia, and all of these different things, diabetes and cardiovascular diseases. And Boswellia has been shown medically and reported there in the medical journal, the Journal of Basic Medical Science, okay?
Fantastic job.
Unbelievable. Are we reporting or are we not reporting?
We're reporting. We are reporting.
And
we are not just reporting, we are reading the reports from the medical authorities.
Right. And it's amazing how seldom we know what great nutrients can do. And these, look at all you learned this. You really have to stay along with this because it's very important. Here's another critically important. We've talked about this so much, and even Dr. Siegel and people, you know, a major medical doctor who's not holistically minded, came on the air when everybody was fighting COVID, and it was big news. Every day he was coming on saying the major nutrient to take, the thing to take, is N-acetylcysteine, NAC. And he said, and here's the medical definition. Allows your body to naturally produce glutathione.
Glutathione is the
your
body's master
antioxidant.
Exactly.
Just what they say.
An antioxidant neutralizes the inflammatory procedure. Okay? Go ahead, honey.
Just here's the doctor's quote. Master antioxidant, which is essential for optimal immune and metabolic health, as well as your body's proper metabolism of the critical nutrient vitamin D3. So another buddy with vitamin D3. NAC provides ongoing support for your body's normal detoxification process and healthy inflammatory response, while also helping your body produce and effectively use antioxidants to protect against free radical and oxidative damage to all cells and tissues, and talking about the overall health and well-being. And this is here, and if you'd like to read about glutathione, and which is NAC, is the creator of glutathione.
Beautiful.
And if you'd like to read that right there, okay. Top of the page.
Oh, baby. Glutathione is a major antioxidant. I'm not reading, I'm just talking. It's a major antioxidant, which means what? It helps to put out the fire, the inflammation. It helps to restore normal cell energy, normal life creation of every cell. And I've repeated my testimonial use of NAC for years. Many of you are tired of hearing it, so I won't say it again. But if you want to hear it, come into the store. I'll tell it to you. Let me get to the article.
But Dr. Siegel came on constantly saying NAC fights all viruses and prevents the death of the alveoli, the breathing power of the lungs, the breathing cells in the lungs. He says that's a critical top player for helping the body, along with vitamin D3, as he said, and vitamin C, okay?
And but quercetin.
And quercetin, he said that. And he says, but by the NAC in infections, even pneumonia, he said, and these other infections can cause the death of the alveoli, which are the breathing cells in the lungs, and then you can't breathe anymore. That's what causes the death. NAC prevents the death of the alveoli.
And that's what was happening with my lungs. The inflammation and the chronic of the lungs was phenomenal, negative, and the doctor said, I have to take drugs, or I won't be here that long. Well, I didn't do that, so I took the NAC, and lo and behold, 6 months later, the alveoli and black spots, the alveoli was increased. The black spots, the infection disappeared. The red tissue between the black spots disappeared, and the doctor was thoroughly amazed. Anyway, here's the article. Glutathione's primary task is to help protect your body from free radical damage, inflammatory conditions, and from the wastes and potentially harmful substances. It is one of the most important tools in your body's detoxification arsenal and is crucial for your liver's well-being. It rebuilds the liver.
That's right.
It restores liver function.
It's given in hospitals for the leading cause of liver failure, which is Tylenol and the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. The over-the-counter drugs, that's the number one. Number two is alcoholism. It's still, I'm not saying that it's good to be an alcoholic. I'm saying number one are those NSAIDs, and NAC is what's given to people to
help. But that's not all, says the doctor. Your brain, lungs, joints, skin, eyes, and every system in your body requires glutathione to function properly. Let me just repeat that. Your brain, your lungs, your joints, your skin, your eyes, and every system in your body requires glutathione to function properly. Going on with the article, it's a must for your immune system, as your immune cells work best when they have a delicately balanced level of glutathione. Studies show glutathione promotes T cell function, and optimal glutathione levels tend to be seen in healthy human subjects. As you age, your body's ability to produce glutathione declines, and as many substances can hasten its destruction, like alcohol and drugs and environmental contaminants. When your cells run out of glutathione, they die. When levels run low, cells lose their ability to repair themselves and produce the antioxidants your well-being depends upon. Researchers have discovered that your levels of glutathione can determine how well your body responds when you become sick. With low levels of glutathione, you may be more likely to be hospitalized or even die compared to someone with higher levels. In fact, longevity researchers, doctors have now believed glutathione plays a key role in determining your lifespan. The level of glutathione in your cells actually predicts how long you will live.
Amazing.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal beyond belief.
And the amino acid N-acetylcysteine, which I recommend highly because of my experience, is instrumental in maintaining the proper regeneration of your lungs and your liver and your sinuses. It's phenomenal, phenomenal substance.
But here's something that I didn't know. This is just mind-blowing to me. And here's a report by a doctor, Karen Jensen. Dr. Karen Jensen. And she's talking about alcohol and other addictions and how to get over addictions.
Okay.
Wow. She says N-acetylcysteine, okay, for substance abuse addiction, okay? She says NAC is a precursor of glutathione. This is, I'm quoting her, the body's master antioxidant, which fights addiction. Chronic use of drugs can lead to the formation of oxidative stress, which changes the brain's biochemistry, leading to addictive behaviors, says the doctor. Studies have found that NAC reduces cravings and depression in people with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and in the substance abuse disorder and general symptoms of PTSD. In an 8-week double-blind, randomized, controlled trial of high numbers of adolescents, NAC taken at 1,200 milligrams daily doubled the odds of abstinence from toxic drugs and alcohol. Preliminary studies have shown that NAC significantly reduced relapse drinking. Relapses, you know, those who are fighting addiction, getting off, they fall back into it, and improve the impulse control in these people. And medical research findings continue to support the use of NAC as an adjuvant treatment for the maintenance of abstinence in substance abuse disorders, in addiction. Smokers voluntarily reduce their cigarette use by 25% or more after 2 weeks of supplementing with NAC. And I never knew that.
And it isn't just alcohol and tobacco. It's any abusive chemical substance.
She makes that point.
Okay?
She makes
if
that
you
point.
Want to get rid of it, if you're tired of the cycle that you're going through by using stimulants and all the other things we socially feel we have to use, NAC helps to prevent your craving for it. Not only does it clean out your lungs and your heart and your sinuses and your liver, but it also reduces your craving to go back to it.
That's right.
It isn't a matter of just willpower. It is the fact that the NAC diminishes the craving for those substances.
Right. And the medical doctors and researchers, this was theirs, not mine. This is a quote. From all the way they did an overall capitalize of the different functions of NAC in the human body. Okay? These are there in the medical reports. Researchers found that NAC is a very, very powerful antioxidant on its own, providing potential benefits, say the doctors, in these additional areas. This is their list. Supports a normal inflammatory response through its influence on genes involved with your body's inflammatory response. They have to say the word supports now. They can't even report it without the word supports. Supports normal, healthy insulin sensitivity, blood sugar balance, and metabolic health. Supports respiratory health, especially your lungs and airways. Protects tissues and cells from the effects of oxidative stress in any condition. Supports normal, healthy cellular growth and development. Healthy mitochondrial function provides valuable support for your liver and kidneys.
Mitochondrial function, again,
all the cells, like you said.
Again, mitochondrial functions, I've said so many times, are the invisible little mitochondria in every invisible cell which create energy for that one invisible cell. And when each of your one invisible cells has more energy and vitality and life-producing energy, then you, as an accumulation of all of those invisible cells, become a healthier human being. Just that simple.
That's right. And their final statement here is promotes a positive mood and cognition, mental awareness, etc., through its impact on neurotransmitters, nerve transmitter levels in your brain. Say the doctors from the clinical trials. How could you find better than that?
Well, it's not in drugs, okay? Drugs reduce symptoms, but they don't address the basic problem, because the basic problem is lack of nutrients sufficient enough to perform normal or exceptional metabolic life creation.
Right. You want to have a life creation at 100 years old?
Oh, Lord. To live to 100, I'm almost there, but my God.
I know. Well, here it is. You're not almost there.
Okay.
But here it is. Okay? Here's this doctor writing about this. It's a quick one, but very important. And this is the top doctor here, Dr. Bruce Ames, very famous doctor. The brain pick-me-up that works even for 100-year-olds.
Okay.
Okay, I haven't met a lot of 100-year-olds, but this is what he's saying. If your brain feels foggy or sluggish, meet Dr. Bruce Ames. Dr. Ames is a renowned biochemist who discovered how a certain nutrient dramatically energizes your brain. This nutrient is called acetyl L-carnitine, or ALC for
right.
short, okay? ALC energizes your brain by repairing mitochondria. Give me a second.
There you go.
The powerhouse, he says, of your cells. Healthier mitochondria means a brain that feels, that feels faster and more invigorated. This was shown, he says, in remarkable studies. Well, in one study, patients over 100 years old took ALC daily. These patients all had significant memory problems. Tell me about it. Plus, they also suffered from fatigue and muscle weakness. But after taking ALC, something amazing happened. The patients not only improved their memory and language skills, but had much more energy, stronger muscles, less body fat, and a greater will to live. Okay,
fantastic.
Maybe they'll reach 200. Acetyl carnitine has been a leader in Europe for the brain, the heart, and even to make the liver work better. Okay? All of those different things, okay?
And that's what holistic physicians recommend.
That is just absolutely.
Acetyl L-carnitine. Because what does it do? It restores, regenerates, renews the mitochondria. The invisible little pieces of poof when they're within the parameters of every cell in your body.
Yeah, and you want to improve your mitochondria? Your mitochondria? Come over to Alive and Well. Alive and Well is there for you, 1,000% there for you, 1,000% in every conceivable level. Organic, and remember, we are fanatic organics at Alive and Well. And you can always talk, if you want to talk to Dennis and I or Mona, we're not doctors, don't pretend to be, none of that. We just sharing information. There's never a charge, but a comfortable area. Call the 877-4950 for any one of our wonderful services, including the magnificent Broth Cafe. If you want to, I'm having people in my house. I want to have, instead of looking at all the cake recipes and all the cookie recipes on TV, eat the healthy things that are at the Broth Cafe. You can get everything there. Get everything healthy and wonderful there. And if you call, we can have it all ready for you.
And
call the 877-4950.
And all the nutrients we've spoken about in this and all the programs are available at Alive and Well. Okay?
That's right. It's all available at Alive and Well in the best way and the best prices and in the best everything. It's all there for you at Alive and Well. Okay? And we're there for you at Alive and Well. We love you. We care about you. You know that, all right? And Alive and Well loves you. And don't forget, all the wonderful organic foods. Come and eat at that Broth Cafe. All right, guys. That's it.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.